No one had slept during the night-long train ride. It would have been difficult for Lincoln, even if he had wanted to. The wooden beds in the rustic sleeping car, partitioned by curtains, were too small for his 6-foot-4-inch frame. Most of the time he had sat on a padded bench and whispered an occasional joke to Pinkerton and Layman to break the silence. He routinely spun stories not only because he thought they were funny or to impart a broader message, but also as a defense mechanism to deflect criticism or questions he did not want to answer. That night, the stories may have helped turn his mind off to the strategic catastrophe unfolding before him. As Lincoln's train headed to Washington, 7 southern states had already seceded from the Union, and 4 more would eventually follow. Jefferson Davis had been inaugurated president of the Confederacy and had begun establishing his government in Montgomery, Alabama, ahead of Lincoln forming his in Washington. Lincoln would face 750,000 square miles of his country cleaved away to form a rebel nation controlling most of the federal government's military assets in that territory. The president-elect was left with aging generals like Army Commander Winfield Scott leading a pitifully small force of 1,108 officers, 1/3 of them from the South, and 15,259 soldiers mostly scattered around the country in outposts watching Indians. Lincoln was beginning his presidency with a sophisticated clandestine operation. Ironic, perhaps, considering he was one of the least experienced men to enter that high office. The son of a poor Kentucky family who was distant from his father, he had only the briefest of formal schooling, which he never was proud of. He was largely a self-taught lawyer, who had served only 4 terms in the Illinois state legislature and 1 term in Congress, had failed twice in bids for the U.S. Senate, and had no administrative experience in a senior government position. He cultivated for political purposes the image of a simple frontier rail splitter, but disliked the nickname Honest Abe, preferring to be addressed as Mr. Lincoln. He was ambitious and would assume the presidency not totally unfamiliar with the dark arts of subterfuge and intrigue that Pinkerton practiced.